You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Did you buy a new cooler, AC, or a refrigerator this year? Well, while you and I were fretting over this year's summer, a top Indian electronics retailer witnessed its best year in a decade. Can you guess which one? Stay tuned to find out. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, the Maharashtra government crisis, auto space, the sand floods and more. First up, here's how the stock market fared on June 23rd. Equity benchmarks managed to finish a volatile session in the green amid gains across most sectors, though the mood globally remained cautious following Fed's remark that US Central Bank is strongly committed to fighting inflation. TCS, Infosys and ICICI Bank held Sensex and Nifty resumed the pullback after a day's pause. Both the indices held on to two-thirds of the day's gains at the end of the day. Sensex skyrocketed within a range of 900 points around the flat line during the session, whereas Nifty moved in a broad range of 15,350 to 15,650 in intraday trade. Two cement stocks were in focus today. So Adani Group may have stormed into the cement industry by picking Holcim Cement business in India, placing itself in the second spot in the pecking order. But Aditya Birla Group is upping its game too. So the shares of Ultratech Cement, the cement flagship company of Aditya Birla Group, rose around 2% today as analysts reposed their faith in the sector leader amid fear of increasing competition. After Adani's Holcim deal, Ultratech has approved a capital expenditure plan of 12,886 crore rupees towards increasing capacity. According to Credit Suisse, the entry of an aggressive new player is negative for the industry and Adani's foray into cement can have pitfalls as well. Goldman Sachs also sees Ultratech Cement emerging stronger in an uncertain and highly competitive environment. Meanwhile, OMC stocks rose even as CLSA says that loss in fuel marketing may offset gains for Indian Oil, BPCL and HPCL. CLSA says that Asian refining margin has risen by $2 per barrel to $23 per barrel. It sees a quarter-on-quarter rise of about $11 to $15 per barrel in core gross refining margins of IOC, BPCL, HPCL as well as Reliance Industries in the first quarter of the current fiscal. The brokerage firm believes that IOC and BPCL are better placed than HPCL due to higher refining integration. Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, that is ONGC, and Oil India were the top buys for CLSA. Next up, Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's portfolio stock, Nazara Tech, rose as much as 6% during the day and ended 4% higher. This as JM Financial Institution Securities has initiated its coverage on the shares of Nazara Tech with a hold rating and target price of 1,070 rupees. This implies a 5% upside from the current level. The gaming company's partnership with global esports platform, game publishers and brands position it uniquely to lead esports penetration in India, and the brokerage firm expects esports to continue to drive the company's growth over the near term, aided by recent acquisitions. Now moving on to the latest from Maharashtra. The crisis situation for Uddhav Thackeray's government continued in the state as Shiv Sena's rebel leader Eknath Shinde, who was camping in Assam along with several others, today claimed that he has support of 41 MLAs. It is likely that Shinde may even stake claim on Sena party symbol. 13 MLAs meanwhile joined Uddhav Thackeray's meeting today. Shiv Sena MP Vinayak Raut said that at least 18 MLAs in Guwahati have contacted Shiv Sena leaders in Mumbai and several of those will return soon. The Uddhav camp also claimed that MLAs were abducted, following which Shinde released photos in retaliation. Also, in another significant update, Sena leader Sanjay Raut this afternoon said that the party is ready to walk out of the MDA government in Maharashtra, but party rebels should return to Mumbai within 24 hours. Eknath Shinde, on the other hand, has told News 18 that there's no going back. Congress, meanwhile, has conveyed that it is with Shiv Sena and is ready for a floor test and claimed that they will stop BJP from coming to power. For more latest updates on Maharashtra crisis, check CNBCTV18.com's live blog. Now, coming back to the business front, here's how Maruti Suzuki plans to win back its undisputed dominance in the Indian car market. While Maruti Suzuki is still a passenger car market leader, its market share is slowly being eaten into by other players. And passenger vehicle makers have a dual advantage now. On one hand, demand is robust, and on the other hand, raw material prices have cooled off, with China steel prices hitting 15-month lows. Amid this, Maruti is targeting regaining some of its lost ground as it expects overall passenger vehicle sales to pick up a robust 14% this financial year, which will translate to approximately 35 lakh units. And it has also seen some strong inquiry levels, it says. This is at a time when Maruti's market share is at an 8-year low, with the last fiscal, that is FY2022, reading at 43.65%. The company says that there's still pent-up demand and that it is also strengthening its SUV play. Next up, here's the electronics company I mentioned earlier. Vijay Sales says that it had an early summer, that is a month earlier than usual, when it normally starts in mid-April. The very severe summer led to really good sales, something the company says that it hasn't seen in the past decade. What has really helped the company, despite inflation, was the comfort of payment in installments with zero down payment options, among others. So the prices at Vijay Sales also went up because of commodity prices and transportation costs going up. So the company was skeptical about how consumers would respond. But because of the finance schemes like zero down payment and long tenures, short tenures, it seems that in consumer durables, consumers have become immune to price stress, as the company says. According to a report by Indian retailer and analyst of the retail sector, sales of refrigerators went up by more than 100% in May compared to last year, whereas sales of room coolers jumped 2.5 times, while AC sales witnessed a 3 times growth. Lastly, here's an update on Assam floods. 12 more people have died in Assam floods yesterday as the situation in the state remained critical. Among the 12 dead, 4 were children. With these deaths, the toll in this year's floods and landslides has risen to 101, according to officials. Around 55 lakh people have been affected across 32 districts in Assam. Barpeta remains the worst hit district, with over 11 lakh and 29,000 people being affected due to the floods in the area. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with a top choice from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.